Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But we had a chance to sit down and chat with Dave and talk with him about everything from his travel to Bart Starr's passing to what it's like to travel around now being a Hall of Famer. Take a listen.
How's it feel now touring around as Dave Robinson Hall of Famer?
I'll tell you, it's the greatest thing in the world. Only thing about getting the Hall of Fame I didn't like was the fact that my wife had passed away and she wasn't there to enjoy it with me, because she was a very intricate part of my career. We grew up together from high school sweethearts and went on and on and on. And she was very instrumental in going to Green Bay when it wasn't an accepted practice to bring a black wife into Green Bay at that time. Yeah. And she was the first one to come in, and she said, wherever my husband goes, I'm going.
Setting up the wives club, so to speak.
That's right. And then now, of course, a lot of guys there. But she went through all the hard times, and the real caveat on the thing was the Hall of Fame, and she was gone. So.
It's really cool, though, when you come to events like this, and it's no longer just Dave Robinson, former Packer, or Dave Robinson, Lombardi Packer. This is Dave Robinson, Hall of Famer.
That tag on me, I love it.
Your chest just puffed up.
I have they send a copy of the bus. It's made out of plaster Paris, but it's or something. But it's not bronze. But I have that pet, and I call it Junior. I go by and I pat him on the head all the time. I say, come on, Junior. Yeah. It's a great thing. It's got a very prominent spot in my living room.
Has it changed your life in the sense of, you know, travel and additional things you have to do?
Oh, yes. When you, like you said before, there's one thing people say, Dave Robinson, linebacker and All-Pro and MVP from the Pro Bowl and stuff like that. But when you say Hall of Fame, it's a whole new level.
Yeah.
You know, when I went in, I was number 279. That means out of 20,000 to 30,000 people who played in the NFL, there's only like 300 that made the Hall of Fame. Now I think the total number now is up to like 310 or 320 or something like that. But there's been hundreds of thousands of people play in the Little League and in the league itself. And it's a great thrill. No, you're at the one of the creme de crème. Now here's the thing too. You know, people say who was the greatest quarterback? Who was the greatest linebacker? Who was the greatest end? In the Hall of Fame, we take the position. Everybody's equal. Everybody got in the same because they went in on different eras. Right. You can't say that Brett Favre was a better quarterback than Bart Starr or anything. Else. They're both in the Hall of Fame. That means they're equal now. But I always say that Bart Starr won 5 world championships in 7 years.
Right.
Brett had a great team around him, and so did Bart, but Brett only won one.
Right.
But that doesn't mean anything. Now they're all even. And the same thing, all linebackers are even and everything. Because that's your Hall of Fame. Once you're a Hall of Famer, that's it. You can't go anymore.
Right.
It's a team you can't be traded, you can't be cut, you can't even die off that team.
Right.
You're a Hall of Famer even after you die.
Right.
It's the greatest team in the world. That's
what were your thoughts when you heard Bart passed?
Well, I was touched. For the last 4 or 5 years, I didn't want to pick up the paper all day because I thought Bart might be in it. And then when it really became a reality, I just was just crushed. My favorite Bart Starr story is when 2001, my son died from a renal failure. He had kidney problems. He died, and I couldn't deal with it. My wife and I were having problems because the death of a child usually puts a lot of pressure on your marriage and everything, and I was just going along. And I was just wandering around. And then the phone rang, and I picked it up. It was Bart Starr calling me from Alabama, and we started talking. And he had lost his son, recently lost his son, Bart. No, yeah. Brett. Bart's still alive.
Right.
He lost his son, Brett, and he talked. And we talked, not as teammates, not as two friends. We talked as two fathers who lost their youngest son.
Yeah.
And I tell you, after Bart hung up, I was able to do what I should have done. I got up. I told my wife to stay there, and I drove 400 miles to where he's buried and went down to the grave site, and it was a fresh grave, and I just sat there and made peace with myself and him, and I've never looked back. You don't really forget it, except it's a fact. You got to live with the fact that he's gone, and then that's what I've done. I'm able to do that. But you can't say, I'm going to forget or outgrow it or something. You don't, never.
Yeah.
Loss of a child is a dramatic thing, a really dramatic thing.
I hate to go from that to football, you know, obviously a lot of the guys here, a lot of guys have a lot of the feelings, but, you know, like Lynn and Paul, they were up in Green Bay when Bart passed. Yeah. When you talk about Bart Starr, that experience, I would assume that's probably your closest experience with Bart.
No, that was one. That's what I remember at first, because he did so much to save my marriage and my own sanity. But Bart, you know, Bart made a lot of money for me. You know, he was the guy, he was the man. And but Bart was just I tell people all the time that on the team, Bart Starr is the biggest troublemaker we had. Because what he did so many good things for his wife, then she told our wives, and then put pressure on us. I come home, my wife says, "You didn't tell me da da da." Bart Starr told his wife, tell Bart to keep his mouth shut. he told Cherry everything. Yeah. And, it was hard thing.
What do you feel about this team right now and going through coaching changes? And you've seen different teams, you've seen changes.
I don't know. And then the whole thing. I know that they've gotten rid of some people. I know they filled some holes, and they got people now to fill in there. But you don't know. Only film you have on a guy is when he was playing in college or something. Mm-hmm. And so, he dominated college kids. But maybe the people you saw him dominate will never be in the league.
Right.
And that's so hard. So you got to see him playing. You got to have the preseason. I'm an advocate of having more scrimmages and having the preseason games become real games where you can go all out against the competition. So you can really evaluate how good a guy is. Because with some of this stuff they're doing now in preseason, you can't tell if the guy's any good or not. And the only way you're going to tell is when the gun goes up and it's for real, and they turn up a notch. And that's why we have, I think, I don't know, I'm just guessing as a novice, but that's why I think we have too many injuries on the early part of the season. Yeah. The guys aren't ready to play football. They're ready to play football. They're not in hitting shape. They're not ready to hit and get hit. Because in that game, you hit, but you get hit a lot too. Yeah. You got to be able to take the hitting as well as give them. So I like the next CBA. I like them to see them change that rule, but only 14 contact days. I can see why they put it in. I probably would have voted for something like that myself where I play.
Right.
But in hindsight, I know that it was not in my best interest not to have contact in the preseason.
Before I let you go, everybody's going to gather in that first game. They're going to have a little bit of a service for Brett. It seems like everybody's coming back for that. For Bart, I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, it's not that it's closure, but are you looking forward to everybody getting together? Because it seems like everybody's checked that date off on their calendar to make sure they're going to be at Lambeau.
I'm looking forward to seeing my other teammates just to embrace them, have them, and to celebrate Bart's life. It's a celebration of life for Bart. You can't think of how it was in the end. He struggled. And like I said, people thought Bart was going to pass 5 years ago, but he's strong. He was strong as can be. Tough. He hung in there, and he fought the good fight. And I don't know for sure, but I've been around a number of people who died, my children, my wife, my parents, my brothers and sisters, and usually near the end, when you get to the end point, they usually have control of whether they're going to go or not. They get tired of fighting and they just give up. And that may be, I don't know if that was Bart's case or not, but whatever it was, I know Bart was in on it, and Bart always made good decisions, be it on the field or off the field in his life. And also in my life, he made good decisions all the time.
Well, I have a feeling that Vince needed a quarterback, so it was time for Bart to go,
that's
right?
That's right. That's right. They're probably up there laughing right now. I'll tell you, Vinny left that laugh out there because he and Vinny had a real, real good relationship. They understood each other. Yeah. Boyd Dauer, who was a rookie, Vince's rookie first year, he played all 9 years Vince was here. Boyd Dauer played in 9 years. Boyd Dauer told me in 9 years, Vince Lombardi only sent in 5 plays total for 9 years. Bart Starr called all the rest. He didn't have somebody upstairs and calling down to an earphone telling him what play to run. He had to come in and look at the down, the situation, personnel. He had to look close at the personnel. Sometimes you call play because that defensive tackle's been limping a little bit. Sometimes you call certain play because your offensive tackle is limping. He can't go. And so he had to do it. And they had to look down the situation and figure what defense is going to be. And then he had to call it. And after all that, he had to execute. And he did it very well. And, you know, the era was different. Yeah. People say, well, he didn't have the passing yards of a Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers. But they don't have the championship rings of a Bart Starr.
Right.
And the passing yards is a stat that's not really important. Vic W's are. And first championship he won, 1961, they beat the New York Giants 37-0. Bart Starr completed 75% of his passes.
Yeah, it's unheard of.
Yeah. But he only threw 12. He threw 12 passes and completed 9. three to Boyd Dauer, three to Ron Kramer, and three to Jim Taylor. That's all he completed. And then somebody said, well, that's all he threw. He won 37-0. What he went to just throw the ball so he make get to the yard. evidently, nine was the number he needed to throw, because he threw 12, he threw him and completed nine, and that's it. Yeah. But that's how Barstow was. He was calling him. He didn't have somebody calling that in. And that's what I call a real quarterback, when they can call their own plays, play after play after play after play. Now, I know there's certain quarterbacks come in and they call audibles, but Bart Starr called every play.
Yeah.
He was a special guy, and he was almost an extension of Vince Lombardi. He always, and the reason why Vince didn't send him in, Bart and Vince were on the same page, and the plays he called were probably the plays Vince would have sent in if he sent him in.
No doubt. There you go. That is our buddy Dave Robinson.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.